Chapter 1. The War on America. President Obama has shown in both word and deed that he rejects America's founding ideals, which is why he promised to fundamentally change this nation, and why he has embarked on a disturbing course to fulfill his promise. America's greatness, for Obama, is not found in our freedom tradition and our protection of private property, rugged individualism, equal opportunity, merit-based achievement, and entrepreneurship. Instead, it depends on a hyperactive, benevolent government to stimulate the economy, initiate and control business activity, and distribute benefits and wealth to strive toward equality of outcome rather than of opportunity. Obama has repeatedly laid out his vision for stimulating the economy, including in a Denver speech in October 2011 when he was promoting his latest jobs bill. He said, "So the truth is, the only way we can attack our economic challenges on the scale that's necessary, the only way we can put hundreds of thousands of people, millions of people, back to work, is if Congress is willing to cooperate with the executive branch, and we are able to do some bold action, like passing the jobs bill." The same day in Washington, D.C., Congressman Paul Ryan articulated a competing vision, declaring, "The American idea belongs to all of us. What makes America exceptional, what gives life to the American idea, is our dedication to the self-evident truth that we are all created equal, giving us equal rights to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. And that means opportunity."